Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. We are on the final issue of the Star Wars Shattered Empire miniseries. So let's go ahead and hop into the issue.
And now we're on to my favorite issue.
Issue 4. We start out, so they're back on the Rebel Fleet Command, and they're having a briefing mission. Briefing mission?
They're having a mission briefing, and they are going through everything they know about Operation Cinder, and basically what planets are being targeted, how they're being targeted, and they're trying to come up with a way to end it so that these planets can be free from the Empire.
So after the mission, after the briefing, we got Lulo and Shara talking, you know, just kind of, I don't want to say reminiscing, but talk about how this war is never going to end. Like, we thought it was done, but...
Right, well, when you have, you know, your major victory...
Yeah.
And the rest is, you know...
Cleanup.
The rest is just cleanup. Like, it can seem never ending. And especially in a war like this, where it's not like the U.S.'s longest freaking war ever in Iraq and Afghanistan, where you have this cycle of, you know, home deployment. Like, you're just gone for 4 years. Longer.
Yeah.
You know? And I know Shara, and again, I really relate to Shara in this, you know, she's got a little boy at home. She's got a husband. She has this idea of what she should be doing. She knows what's right. But she also...
Yes, that's the big thing.
She knows what the right thing to do is. But she has to start thinking about what's right for her.
And she wasn't. However, Lulo was.
Yes.
Because he states here that, you know, your husband put in paperwork. They don't really say. I mean, obviously, it's too...
It's mustering out, basically, is what they call it. Sure. We called it end time in service. It's your ETS.
Okay.
But it's like, it's just the idea that, okay, I've finished my contract with mm-hmm. you, and I'm going to go my separate ways now. And it's an honorable way of ending service. Shar feels like it's desertion to do it right now.
And she, which is fair. Like, she's been fighting this battle for how long?
They just got briefed that the Empire is still targeting planets.
Yeah.
So in her mind, it's not the right time to leave because there's still so much to do.
But Lula's sitting here saying, hey, you need to think about your family. You need to think about your boy. You need to think about life after this.
Yeah.
If you are always fighting, you're never going to have a life after this.
He says it's past time that you and your family got to live the lives you've been fighting for.
Yeah.
Time for you to pick out a world to settle on, Lieutenant.
I love this because that was also a big thing in Aftermath.
Yeah.
The name is...
Oh, no, it just left my mind. It's Snap Wexley's... It's Nora Wexley.
No, thank you. Nora was another one. Like, she was also in the Battle of Endor. She was also fighting for the Rebellion.
Yeah.
She never, like, she, when she it had, was done, she had a boy at home leave. Too. Like,
yeah.
It was still part of her process.
Yeah.
And she had a hard time.
Listen, okay. Here's some personal. I know we were trying to keep this episode short, but here's what I had to do. Because I was in for, 13 years?
Yeah.
I couldn't finish my 20. I didn't want to do another 7 years. I didn't have the heart to do it. It came down to the point where I had to make the decision if I wanted to be a good soldier and a bad mom or a good mom and a bad soldier. There is no right decision. No. There's no right decision.
No.
So I understand Shara Bay so completely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So completely I understand her. I love this character.
Yeah. But no, she is amazing. So after Lulo leaves... She hears this beeping, and we see R2 is trying to get her attention. So he scurries off, and she follows him. And she runs into Luke Skywalker. And this is the first time that they have met since she tried to shoot him down. Yeah. And he even makes a comment about that. He's like, you seem familiar. You know, have we met? And she's like, well, you know, I almost shot you down during the Battle of Endor. And he's like, you know, he says... I send R2 to find me a pilot, and here you are. Interesting.
Well, but he also knew. And because he's like, oh, you were Leia's pilot on the recent Naboo mission.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, the fact that she is being interwoven into their...
Into the Skywalker saga?
Basically.
Yeah.
Is very interesting.
It is.
So, they hop on the stolen Emperor ship.
Mm-hmm.
And their mission is to...
Basically, they need to get into Coruscant.
Yeah. And he doesn't say why yet.
Luke is heading to an Imperial base on Coruscant. He's got Shara dressed up like an ISB officer, specifically Alicia Beck. And we have to, I'm sorry. It says, it's not Coruscant. It's Vatine.
Okay.
And he says, because in the lab at the heart of that base is something the Emperor stole a long time ago, we're taking it back. And, like, it's kind of ominous, but you're like, ooh, this is Jedi stuff.
Yeah, you have no idea what it is. So, they land on Vatine. The clearance checks out currently.
Yeah, as far as they know, the clearance is checked out.
Yeah, and so they depart and they go to meet up with the Commandant.
Yes.
And, you know, he asks, you know, are you going to introduce me to your entourage? And she's like, it's a droid and security officer. Their names are not important.
Yeah.
Which is a good commander. Like, that's the way to act like a commander. Like, screw everybody else, Empire. I'm important.
For the Empire, yeah.
So, he takes her down to the section of the base that they wanted to go to. Which
did you notice? Yes, the little droids that are being built here? There's a panel of what looked like the Emperor's messenger droids that are being built.
Which I find awesome.
That's interesting.
But, you know, they say that, you know, they increase security measures because of Endor. Do they talk about how the Empire is not, or the Emperor is not dead?
Well, the Commandant that is escorting her through this, air quotes, surprise inspection, he says, you know, we've increased our security measures since the events at Endor. You can see, Commander, that as we progress deeper, access becomes more and more restrictive until we arrive here at the inner lab. There are only two people in the galaxy who could freely access this room, myself and the Emperor himself. I am all that remains.
Okay, so he acknowledges. Which
is technically treason.
Yes.
But here we are.
And we see two Force trees. And right at this point, the Commandant gets out, pulls his gun out, stormtroopers come up. Because the Commander Beck, who she was impersonating, who Shara was impersonating, was missing her left eye.
Mm-hmm. Oops, my bad.
So, the entire time, Luke is, like, ignoring all that. Because he's looking at these trees. And the Commandant is asking, what makes these trees so special? You know,
Why would two little rebels try to bluff their way in here?
Well, not only that, but why were we guarding these trees? Like, why was the security on this room in particular why could only two people go into this room? Like, why was the clearance only limited to that?
Yeah.
And Luke says that these are all that remain of the tree that grew at the heart of the Jedi Temple on Coruscant.
That's why I thought they went to Coruscant. Yeah. My bad.
No, I thought they did too. That's all me.
But guess what's with the trees?
Leaves.
The Force is with them. Okay, because they're one with the Force, and the Force is... Okay, all right, cool.
The Commandant is like, you know, the Force is meaningless. And so Luke's like, oh, okay, sure. And he just...
You're super wrong.
He destroys everybody, which is amazing.
Well, and it's cute because he had packed his lightsaber inside R2.
Again.
And as he's, like, just Force blasting everyone, R2... shoots his lightsaber to him, and it's so cool.
Yeah, it's very Return of the Jedi.
Very much.
Yeah. So he tells Shara and R2 to get the trees, and of course Luke Skywalker, gotta do it. Oh, he also tells them that they're fragile, so to be careful.
Yeah.
So she gets them, and they rush out of the base.
Until this giant gun is in the hallway.
It is a pretty awesome gun.
Yeah.
And that just destroys... It's trying to destroy everything, but, you know, Luke is not being deterred.
No.
He's just
Luke Skywalker.
Bull rushing through him. The commandant, yells at the stormtroopers to use detonators. So they all throw them, and Luke, being Luke, uses the Force to throw them back, and back to the feet of the commandant, and they blow up.
The look on his face after that happens, he says, "We're done here." And Char is looking at his destruction, at all this destruction that he's done. Like, he has this look on his face of, "Oh, I just killed a bunch of people." Like, looking at this, especially now after seeing The Last Jedi, mm-hmm. and how Luke deals with his failures, like, I'm having a hard time interpreting the look on his face here.
Yeah, knowing what we know.
Yeah, knowing what we know now.
It seems like he, I don't want to say that he is content with all the killing.
Yeah.
Because he definitely wants a life of, he wants the Jedi to be
better
than what they were. Like, yeah. He wants just the Jedi there to have knowledge and give knowledge and be able to protect everybody, but
yeah,
they still have to fight.
Yeah.
And him being the last Jedi at this moment, he doesn't, I don't think, because he even threw with the Emperor and Vader, like, he was ready to give it up then.
Yeah.
I mean, he threw his lightsaber away.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was ready to just hand it up, like, all right, I'm done fighting. Like, fighting solves nothing.
Yeah.
Here he is still having to fight.
Yeah. It was just interesting.
Yeah.
It was an interesting scene.
Well, again, knowing what we know now.
Yeah.
Because when this first came out, I didn't look at it that way.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, he's wrecking house.
Yeah.
Because he has a plan. He has a mission. He has to get those.
Yeah.
He has to get those trees.
But again, like, going back and thinking about Luke Skywalker now, it enhances the panel for me.
You look at it differently.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is awesome.
Now we come to the second conversation that Leia had, or that Shara has, that makes me cry. It's another one of those beautiful scenes where Luke is like, you know, so I heard from R2 about your conversation with your lieutenant, and are you seriously considering mustering out? And she's like, I don't know. Because again, she has to make the decision. Does she want to be a good mom and a bad soldier? Mm-hmm. A bad mom and a good soldier, or a good mom and a bad soldier? No, I just said the same thing twice.
Yeah, you're fine.
You know what I mean. It's a very difficult life decision.
But he tells her, you know, because this is where she says she feels like she's abandoning the fleet. And he's like, you know, but if the cost of our struggles is the lives we fought to protect, the future we hope to see, then what is it we're fighting for?
Yeah.
You know? So.
And he says the only reason he brings it up is because he didn't think there was going to be two trees.
Yeah, he had no idea. The first one was already spoken for.
Yeah.
Which, do we ever get an idea who that's supposed to go to?
I don't know. I mean, it's not the tree on Octu in Last Jedi. That tree is obviously much older. So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know where this other tree went to.
Unless, because, well, no. I'll say because of the Force, it could have maybe grown it quicker.
No, I think the implication on The Last Jedi is, like, that's the first Jedi bonsai tree.
Yeah. But so he's asking Shara if she would care, or if she would like to take care of this second tree and give it a good home. This Force tree. Right outside their home.
On Yavin 4.
On Yavin 4.
So there's this really cute scene of Shara and Kes planting the tree, and Kes is like, "Let's go home, Shara Bay," and they walk off into the sunset. Now, can we talk conspiracy just for one quick second?
Yes, because I was going to get into it.
Okay, because when the first time I read through these comics, mm-hmm. I swear on all the holy things, little baby Poe Dameron is running around in this panel.
Oh, that one. Yeah, I remember you talking about that. No, okay.
It's my personal Mandela effect. I don't know why I thought that. but I would have sworn in court.
Gotcha.
And technically not been telling a lie because I believed it to be true. That bitty baby Poe Dameron was running around in this last panel.
Okay.
He's not. It scares me. Why did I think that?
Now, on to the point I made in the last episode where you said Poe is a great pilot.
Yes.
Because, you know, his mom.
He got it from his mama.
Yes.
He got his looks from his daddy.
I think.
Go ahead.
Okay.
What up, Oscar Isaacs? How are you?
All of that. Plus, I think he has some Force ability because he's growing up by the Force tree his whole entire life.
Mm.
I think some of that might have been able to seep in a little bit to him, which made him be able to be this amazing freaking pilot that we saw in The Force Awakens over, I can't remember the planet now. Not Korra.
Takodana.
Thank you.
It's Taco Bell planet.
Like, that's some amazing fighting.
Yeah. That as Finn said, that's one hell of a pilot.
Yeah. So, like, I feel like, again, this is my thought. I'm not saying it's true.
Okay.
This is my thought. That he's got some Force abilities that, who knows, maybe we'll see pop up in episode 9. Probably not. But hey, a girl can dream, right?
I mean, I guess you can.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, his mom was a great pilot and she taught him to fly.
Mom was an amazing pilot.
Yeah.
I'm not taking that away from her.
His dad was hot.
I'm not taking that away from her. She is an amazing pilot.
Yeah.
He is an amazing pilot.
Yeah.
I just feel like maybe he's got a little extra help.
Okay. No. I'm not sure that's how the Force works, but I don't know. I don't know.
Thank you, Han Solo.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you enjoyed listening to Emily, please check out the What's in the Queue podcast, where they talk about documentaries on the internet. You can find them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching What's in the Queue. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send us your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more Star Wars stories.